Radio Eshkolot, a taste of ideas.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you said slow reading, because sometimes people say close reading, but this is a mistake, because close reading is a doctrine that the text is closed, and that everything you can read everything in the text without the world. This was a close reading is Protestant reading. It's American Protestant reading and very, very reactionary practice of reading, because it depoliticizes the text completely. It dehistoricizes and decontextualizes the text. But slow reading is a practice of very, very, very careful attention to every word, to make sense of every word and every rhetorical move and every figure in the text, but putting it, understanding it to be part of a historical practice, a political practice, a social practice, operations of power. In one way, it is the opposite of close reading. And yes, I do think that Jewish reading practices can teach us a lot about this kind of reading. And that reading is always a call. It's always a call to respond. That only after, first of all, after silent reading is invented, does reading become a kind of practice, literally and figuratively, of masturbation. Certain kinds of Hellenistic philosophies and Hellenistic reading practices stem from a Platonistic devaluation of the body vis-a-vis the spirit. So if the body is less important, less valuable than the spirit, if the spirit is the true thing, as Plato says, and the body is just a prison for the soul, then this generates reading practices in which the text itself, the body of the text, also becomes devalued vis-a-vis the logos, behind the text, or even sometimes just the logos in the singular sense. So that certain practices of reading which run away or run past the text very quickly to the meaning behind the text, go together with the same thoughts about the lack of value of bodily practice, of bodily existence and bodily practice, including, for instance, very prominently, sex. Jewish practice resisted this dualism, both with respect to text and with respect to body. So that Midrash, as a reading practice, is a practice that refuses to translate the text to a more abstract level of meaning, rather producing more text. So if a narrative in particular has gaps, instead of taking the fingers and translating them into the soul of the text, the Midrash makes more fingers that go together.